T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I mean, I don't know what to say other than this is absurd. I'm glad the Phillies won. It almost cost them the game. It almost cost Aaron Nola a win. And it almost cost the Phillies what would be first place right now, which they are in. They did win the game. But today's Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. The Casino at Delaware Park is looking to hire for a wide variety of positions. If you're looking to join a winning team, go to DelawarePark.com/careers. For information, today's question, has Joe Girardi been a disappointment as the manager of the Phillies? A, yes, B, no. I think it's a slam dunk. A slam dunk, yes. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. And let's go to the phones. Look, I know John's saying, yeah, he's been underwhelming, but the John expects more. I think I'm kind of getting to the point where I'm starting to expect more of this. Because it's,
I expect more, and I think we'll see better. And he's too good for this. I still believe that. And I understand, but I know that he is sort of trying to survey the new lay of the land with these new age players. And it's part of what got him, you know, fired in New York. They said he couldn't connect with the young guys. He's trying to figure that out. It's a work in progress. He's been the manager for 90 games, 2/3 of a season. It's still evolving, and I know he's going to get there. Right, I truly believe that.
Let's go to the phones. React to last night and Girardi's tenureship as the manager so far. Mark in Montgomeryville's with us. Hey, Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Going well, Mark.
So, listen, I like Joe Girardi, and the problem is Joe DiCamera could have managed the Yankees from that time. And as I told James, Joe DiCamera would have at least figured out a way to weasel De Los Santos into that game last night.
Oh, yeah, I would have had a protest with Major League Baseball. I would have called up the commissioner, staged a walkout.
Yeah, Joe would have limped himself slowly out to the pitcher's mound.
I got to tell you, Mark.
I'm
not limping today, but I'm going to be completely forthcoming here, and I probably shouldn't be. I am sore today. Because I went on another
walk.
Dude, I went on another walk yesterday.
Wait, you're sore from a walk?
1 hour and 40-minute walk.
You're sore from walk.
An hour and 40 minutes, kind of a long time.
No.
It
I
does. That should not make you
day.
Sore.
I take my dogs on an hour-long walk every day.
Your body's built to walk.
I'm trying.
You're
to,
a human.
I'm trying to build it up. I mean,
your girlfriend must be really impressed with you, though.
Well, not in that way. No, actually.
Yeah.
No. She tries to encourage me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. All right, Mark, appreciate the phone call, man. Let's go to Al right now. Al, you're on WIP.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well, Al.
I wanted to talk about the Eagles, but let me just jump in on the Girardi situation.
Yes.
Girardi, you know, he's a Northwestern graduate, very bright guy. He's a good guy. I don't understand. I think it shows a little bit of the problem the Phillies have. In, first of all, with a guy like Quinn, when a guy comes up from the minor league system and hasn't been developed, I guarantee you, if you get guys like Larry Boat teaching these kids, that kid knows how to bunt. What's happened is that to me is a problem in the minor league system, that they're not getting the kid ready.
I agree.
At the major league level.
Yep.
Number one. Number two, regarding Girardi, and I know Girardi, but I don't know who his bench coach is, because of many, many teams. I'm not saying all teams.
Yeah,
but
it's Rob Thompson is who it is.
Okay, the bench coach's job in most of these teams, and I know for a fact, to check the lineup cards, everything is good, to be next to him if you're going to go out. Hey, wait a second here. We already have some. You can't go out there twice. I don't see anyone ever next to Girardi, but I don't know their system, how they set it up. But that's all I wanted to go on that. Can I please talk about the Eagles?
Yeah,
I think
please.
I have some good information.
Please
for
do
you.
Well. Go for it.
First of all, I'm very happy that the Eagles, after the draft, signed this guy, and I'm telling you, the guy's making the team. His name is Grimes. He's a receiver from Florida. The guy's outstanding receiver. And you'll see him more and more, so follow that, Dave. But my son is a very big alumnus at Alabama, and he gets the Eagles. He's a builder. I built one of the buildings there. And he used to watch Smith, Surtain, and what he was telling me, that Surtain could not cover Smith in practice. Even though Surtain's a hell of a player, don't get me wrong, but he couldn't cover him. But my favorite player is Dickerson. And the reason I want to share that with you, because Dickerson is special. His operation, I believe he had a collateral ligament damage, not a cruciate ligament. His doctor, his name is Lyle Kane, is the same doctor that operated on my knees down in Birmingham with Andrew's group. And Kevin Welk is the rehab person that is probably one of the best in the country. And he was telling me that the injury to Dickerson was not as severe.
That's great news. I mean, because, look, and for those that don't know, Al's a former executive in baseball, very high-standing executive, and always full of not only wisdom but information, Al, covering two sports here today.
Yes, and the leadership and everything, you know, and after Kelsey, I think we got a good guy here.
I hope so. I like that.
You know, and the question really is, if I was making the draft, I would say, is he a third? Take the chance. But it's always a risk factor, and you got to weigh the risk factor. And that's part of the problem with being a GM, weighing the risk factor. I appreciate your listening.
Al, thanks, buddy. It's always fantastic hearing from Al, who's it was a sharp baseball guy.
Love Al.
Yeah, tremendous. Hey, we have and I could use this, by the way, today. We have a Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card for a one-hour massage or facial. You can give Mom more for less this Mother's Day. Of course, Mother's Day coming up this weekend. Give Mom more for less this Mother's Day with special gift card savings at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Mom deserves to restore, relax, and reset. Visit any of Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa's 55 spas in Delaware, South Jersey, Philadelphia, the Lehigh Valley. You can also, of course, go to handandstone.com. John, I guess it wouldn't be proper for me to ask someone to win this and then give it back to me because the thing. Between the hour and 40-minute walk yesterday and the rain today, which has me kind of down. You know when the rain sometimes just saps your energy and just kind of gets you a little bummed? Like, I don't know.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Yes, yeah, sad.
I don't have the pep in my step today. You got the Girardi thing last night. But anyway, Al would have known this because he's a big baseball guy. Way back in the day, over 100 years ago, Cy Young threw a perfect game. And it was the first, as they call it, modern era perfect game. 1900 or on. I think it was like 1901.
I believe it was 1901.
Yeah, something like that. Perfect game. Rare thing in sports, obviously. Something that's perfect, pretty rare. Perfection's pretty tough. I would say the NCAA tournament had it when they used to have a 64-team tournament. But then they went to 68 and they junked up the bracket, and it's no longer perfect. It's stupid now with Tuesday and Wednesday games in Dayton, Ohio, but whatever. All right, John, when you think of perfect, James, when you think of perfect, everyone at 215-592-9494. Now, this is a tough standard. I mean, perfect is perfect. So, you know, best answer by the end of the show, person that comes up with that answer is going to win the Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card. John, when you think perfect, what do you got?
Yeah, this might not appeal to everyone, but Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. You've got incredible changes of time signature. You know, you've got the guitar and the bass with one time signature that's changing. You've got the drums in a different time signature. You get the vocals, you know, doing their own thing. Yet somehow it all comes together and it's perfect. And it sounds so different.
Great
song. I mean, just take a listen to Black Dog.
I know.
I don't know how they do it. It came from somewhere otherworldly. It's an amazing song.
Seltzer, when you think perfect, What hit you?
I'm going to do something I don't normally do, and I'm going to take two answers today.
Okay. You're going to be that guy?
I'm just going to say, like, your kid being born, that's perfect. We all know that's perfect. I'm just taking it off the board for everyone. It's a personal answer off the board. The real answer I'm saying is the perfect day, which was February 4th, 2018. It was a perfect day. Nick Foles was perfect. Everything was perfect. That day was perfect.
All right. Except for Ronald Darby, who would have been the GOAT of all time had the Eagles lost, because he really was horrendous in the Super Bowl.
He was not good.
We never talk about it because they won. Like, those 500 yards from Tom Brady, a lot of that was at Ronald Darby. He was awful in the Super Bowl. But
perfect,
anyway.
Perfect, Joe. All right. Perfect day.
Let me give you something. He did. Let me give you something that I think actually is truly perfect. And I've seen it with my own eyes. I haven't studied it up close because you can't get too close. But, John, I saw the Sistine Chapel.
Me too.
I didn't see a mistake. I mean, Michelangelo's hanging up there for 10 years painting the Sistine Chapel. Little guy here, little guy there, little this, little that. And bang, it's all over. 10 years later, Sistine Chapel. To me, it looks perfect. Beautiful, beyond what you could imagine a human could do, lying on their back at the top of a room. It's just ridiculous. 215-592-9494. Hit us up here. What's perfect? Also, reaction to Joe Girardi and just a series of blunders that to me all add up to he's been a major disappointment so far. Let's go to Chiro right now. What's up, Chiro?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Chiro.
Hey, John. I got a fun fact for you today.
Okay.
The Colts, a couple days ago, they drafted a quarterback from Texas, get his name Ellinger or something like that, and he went to Westlake High School, and he's going to be backing up Carson Wentz. You know who else went to Westlake High School? Nick Foles.
Wow. About that?
They drafted the same quarterback that went to the same high school as Nick Foles.
Well, that's quite a coincidence.
That is.
Amazing.
I wanted to pivot over to the NBA real quick.
Yeah.
Well, how about them Brooklyn Nets?
Well, how about them Milwaukee Bucks helping the Sixers out, man?
Yeah, but I'm not worried about them so much.
So what are you saying? You're downgrading the Nets?
Yeah, I'm downgrading them. I haven't seen this three-head monster that we've all been scared about all year. I have yet to see it come to fruition yet. Don't get me wrong, Durant can go crazy at times, but it's not looking so great for them. I think this tanking or taking days off is going to come back to bite them.
Well, it might. I mean, look, the reality is the Sixers are going to be the one seed, and that certainly helps the Sixers, hurts the Nets. Now, Chiro, I believe when they get Harden back, you're going to see a higher-level Nets team. I mean, they were winning an awful lot when Harden was playing. Look, if one of those three guys, particularly Harden or Durant, is actually out for a series against the Sixers, then that really, really opens the door. Really opens the door. Chiro, I will stand by what I've said the whole time, which is I expect the Nets to beat the Sixers in the playoffs.
Now, I hear you, Adrian.
Adrian? Come on, man. If you're going to say Adrian, at least you got to say, yo, Adrian. Chiro, give me something perfect, man.
Okay, I'm going to give you a Michael Jordan's finals record. 6-0. Never took a finals game series past game six, has six finals MVP.
That's a really good answer right there, man. That's good stuff.
Hard to argue with that.
That is amazing.
Pretty perfect.
Yeah. It's pushed the most, I guess, in the Jazz series. Well, the Sun series also went six. Jazz, I thought, felt a little scarier for the Bulls.
The second time you're talking about
it. Second time.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that got a little shaky, but they pulled it out. Let's talk to Pat in Blackwood. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good show.
Thanks, Pat.
Listen, I'm going to go against you a little bit here. I think Girardi is a good baseball man.
Me too.
Before I go on with that, he has made some blunders. Everybody makes blunders in this game today, okay? It's just part of the game. Now, they have a 500 team, no matter how you cut it. They have no center fielder, absolutely no center fielder.
Mm-hmm.
With Bradley out, they have no real relief pitcher that they can count on. Neris, it takes him 40 pitches to get through an inning. They got McCutcheon, who I love him, God bless his soul. He's had a really bad year till last night, okay?
Yeah.
And, the one fellow was correct. The bench manager also has something to do with his bench coach.
Absolutely.
He has to look at it.
Yep.
Now, the other night, you know, you talk about coaching. Look, the guy for Atlanta is supposed to be one of the best coaches in baseball. They're not exactly killing it right now because the players have to play, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other night I was watching the Sixer game. I was ready to fire Doc Rivers. I'm going, what are you doing? You're blowing 20-point leads in the fourth quarter, almost two nights in a row. I'm going, no, I understand you got to have these guys, got to have some backup and playing. No, you're playing for first place. But to get to the thing, you know what would make Girardi a lot better? And it's going to be your answer for perfect. Give me a guy like Brad Lynch, 48 for 48
in
the bullpen, and you're going to see that team be a lot better. When Bradley comes back, they'll be better. And Brad Lynch, you try. I was a pitcher in the minor leagues. You try to go out 48 times and make 48 saves.
Yeah, I mean, look, Pat, it's a great answer. I don't think we'll ever see it again. I mean, it was absolutely nuts what Lidge did in 08.
Was that the first time that had ever happened?
No.
So
Gagne did it. Gagne went like 80-something straight saves or something like that.
We looked this up a couple months ago.
I can't remember exactly. I'll look it up.
Yeah. So Gagne had 80-something. I didn't think it was a full season, but James looked it up a few months ago and said there was one season where Gagne was perfect saving the whole season.
So he went 84 straight saves, huh. Eric Gagne.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here.
55 in 2003.
And 55 straight that particular
55
year?
55 straight in 2003.
But correct me if I'm wrong, and I know I'm not. 2003, Eric Gagne, as great as he was, did not strike out Eric Hinsky for the final out of the World Series and then dropped to his knees and looked to the sky. As Carlos Ruiz came to hug him, and Ryan Howard came in and injured his knee.
Ryan Howard came in and bulldozed him, ruined his career.
Let's go to, I don't know. That is one of those what ifs I'd love to know. Like, or what really happened?
I feel pretty confident that Howard hurt Lidge. Like,
I kind of think so, too.
I feel pretty confident about it.
I mean, because Lidge had an ERA of like seven.
He was never the same.
I know he was never the same. Yeah. Let's go to Ivor in the Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ivor?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Ivor.
Hey, John, that was a great quote, man. You're built to walk. You're human.
Right.
Man, I love that.
Shouldn't be getting sore.
I agree I shouldn't be this sore. I am.
Man, I'm going to use that one. I'll make sure I give you credit. What do you mean you're built to walk? You're human.
Yeah.
Anyway, John, I got to tell you, man, I'm starting to agree with you and Howie, man. How in the world do you draft a guy in the second round who's been hurt five straight years? I don't know if you view that as a steal. How the hell is a steal an injured guy in the second round? We did the same damn thing with the cornerback Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, second round picks should be starting. At the very least, that person should be on the field at least 60, 70% of the time in the damn season. Even a third round pick, I expect to be able to produce the first year.
Yeah, me too.
I view first-round picks and second-round picks not necessarily on par, but relatively on par. I mean, this guy was going to be dropped to the third or fourth round at least. It's like how he tries to invent the wheel, man, and it's annoying.
Yeah, I'm very worried about Landon Dickerson, the health, and it's not just because his body. He's gigantic. He's gigantic for a center. And what if that's part of why his knees don't hold up and his ankles don't hold up? Like the physics behind all of that weight and mass and the way he moves it around, the way he's so aggressive. I love the way he plays, but maybe it just does him in physically.
Yeah, you can't be in a car and the car catches a bad chassis. I mean, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the offensive line, the car catches, give them to blow the whistle.
Yeah.
All right. I don't give a damn how much a monster, and the guy is a monster, but don't draft a broken down monster.
Yeah.
Well, Ivor, look,
I've never heard of a guy who had 4 out of 5 college seasons end, like, on IR, essentially.
It's brutal.
I've never heard of that.
But, Ivor, I got to tell you, man, the best player in Philadelphia sports was probably the biggest injury risk that a Philadelphia sports team ever took on upon drafting him. Ever.
Yeah. And he doesn't play division sport, though.
It is a different sport, but it's a 7-foot, it's a 7-foot-2 guy. You know, carrying around about 260 pounds. I mean, I'm just saying the risk can work out.
Listen, man, listen. We already had this experience with Sidney Jones. Okay?
I know.
Brought up to John when we were going back and forth about Howie is that give the man a chance to demonstrate that he's learned something, and he hasn't demonstrated that. You don't draft. It is not a steal to draft a broken down guy in the second round. Okay, you take a healthy player and you hope that a broken down guy drops. He didn't even draft the best inning.
All right, Ivor, give me something perfect.
A mother's love.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Mother's love.
Mother's love. Well, that's a big answer right there. I like that a lot. 215-592-9494. Coming up, speaking of answers, or at least questions, we got to address a situation going on in sports that is a major topic. We have not talked about it one iota yet on our show, and it absolutely could tie into the Philadelphia Eagles. What it is, we'll address it next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Parx Casino Sportsbook app, my sportsbook app of choice. And they have an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. The Parx Sportsbook app is the only sportsbook based right here in the Delaware Valley. And they have it all. Live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. You can bet on individual player performances in pro hoops, hockey, and baseball, like points, rebounds, goals, strikeouts. And new customers only, sign up now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. You can put that toward pro baseball, Milwaukee at Philly tonight. We're a 1.5 run underdogs, and a $50 wager on Philly to win outright pays $62.50. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. That's parxcasino.com/PA. The promo code is JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and get home field advantage with Parx Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.